Springfield's classic country on 105.1 The Bull. Hey, it's Cruz and my friends with the Law Tigers. They have partnered with Cross Country Chase. Now, this is actually part of the mini chase Secrets of the Ozarks. It's running now through July 10th. I've got my buddy Jason Sims on the line. Jason, what can our Bull Nation expect at this really neat event?
So we are excited. We are going to be in Cape Girardeau with about 100 pre-1960 motorcycles. So we'll be starting Cape Girardeau and coming back there on the 10th for the grand finale. And what makes this thing special is that we are not letting anybody know where we're going. All the overnight stops, we'll be traveling through the Ozarks, and not even the staff nor the riders know where we're going and or where we'll end up that night.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds amazing, especially the fact that no one really knows where it's going. I love that aspect of it. But you guys are doing, what, 250 miles a day for 5 days? Is that right?
Correct. So I think 250 is actually our shortest, and about 310 is our longest for the day. So over the five-day period, we'll do almost 1,500 miles total. And, of course, we're doing it all on the best two-lane back roads of America. No major highways, no major cities, just these guys in their motorcycle.
I love that. And they're all vintage bikes, too. Is that right?
That is correct. To be in this event, you have to have a motorcycle that's 1930 to 1960.
So I'm sure that makes the ride that much more difficult, right? Because it's these older vintage motorcycles you got to help maintain compared to like a brand new one. You just, you know, get on it and go.
Correct. So, you know, most of these things, they do require maintenance even while you're riding them through the day. I mean, some of these things that, you know, after 100 miles, you got to stop and drain the oil and put oil back in and tighten this, tighten that. So it's really endurance that these guys are doing. I mean, just trying to make it from point A to point B is their goal for the day.
So because of that, do you guys have like a vehicle in the back that kind of follows and has, you know, oil and extra parts just in case something happens? Or is it like, hey, you're on your own on this?
Well, for the most part, we want them to figure it out and get back on the road. We don't, you know, want them to miss anything. If there is a catastrophic failure and the rider can't get going, I do have a van and a trailer that will pick these guys up, get them back to the city that night that we're going to. Hopefully they'll be able to get back going again. If not, hey, we got to leave you behind because this train's still rolling.
Top Gear style. I like that. So if, Jason, if someone wants to follow the event on social media, are you guys on Facebook, Instagram? Where can our listeners keep up with the actual ride and then maybe registration? Because I know you guys do this every 2 years, but where can they get registered on that as well? Something on Facebook?
You bet. So we have all the stuff on Facebook. Of course, that's a Motorcycle Chase. Our Instagram is at Motorcycle Chase. A lot of our information we put on the website with themotorcyclechase.com. And then our great partners, the Law Tigers, will be posting stuff daily for us on their social media networks.
Well, Jason, sounds like you're pretty busy this week, but we look forward to following the ride on social media thanks to the Law Tigers. Be sure to ride safe. And as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. We'll hopefully see you guys in the Ozarks.